Greetings and salutations and welcome to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Friday night, joined by color commentator Ray Bell, as we are about 15 minutes or so away from tonight's boys varsity game, Straits Area Conference matchup between the visiting Suhai Blue Devils and the hometown Rudyard Bulldogs. Our broadcast engineer tonight back in the 1230 WSOO studios is Nick Barron. Ray, this is the first time that you and I have gotten together on a broadcast in a few years. Appreciate you making the trek down to Rudyard, and welcome to the show, the big show.
Yes. Hey, it's always nice to be on with you. We used to do some good shows together back when you did Brimley Boys,
yep.
I think it was, and we used to help out each other with, so should be a good game here tonight.
It should. And Ray, before we get to the game and everything, just having high school sports back, I mean, it seems like it's been going on a long time, but we're still in the second week of contact winter sports happening with high school boys and girls basketball, also high school hockey, wrestling, swimming. Personally, it's good to be able to cover the action and certainly see the student athletes on the court, the fans wearing masks in the crowd, and just it's not normal, but it seems like it's somewhat normal now.
Yeah, no, it's great to be back, and you have to learn to kind of live with it. And the athletes want to play, so they're doing the things they need to do, and schools are doing what they need to do. I mean, we're very fortunate, I know, to live up in the Upper Peninsula and more rural area. Our schools are in session. Some of the big cities still haven't been in person, so it's good.
And
it helps the kids and everybody just to try and have some normalcy instead of just being locked away all the time.
These teams met at the beginning of the season last Monday with Rudyard taking on the Suhai Blue Devils and winning at the Sioux. Suhai comes into this contest with a record of 1-3. They have lost to Rudyard and Sheboygan. They defeated St. Ignace, and then on Wednesday went out to Escanaba and fell by the score of 74-33. Rudyard 4-0 on the season, 3-0 in Straits Area Conference play. And Ray, you had a chance to see both these teams. You've seen the boys team at least a couple times this season. What happened in that first game? What should we expect here tonight?
The Sioux, the games that I have seen, has played really good man-to-man defense. At times, Coach Fissner will throw in his 1-3-1 defense and they've been full court pressing a bit. His defense has been really good. That first game, they held Rudyard to only two baskets the first half. The problem has kind of been the Sioux has kind of struggled to score. St. Ignace game, they kind of broke through and they got some points on the boards. And scoring in basketball, a lot of times it's more mental than anything. When things are going good, you can just let the ball go and you know what's going in. When things start to struggle, you press a bit. And so I think the key for the Sioux is they got to play their good defense, get some easy buckets, or go to the free throw line, get their confidence going, so then you can hit those outside shots and get tempo and feel relaxed. And the more relaxed you play, the more energy you have, and it becomes a vicious cycle in a positive way, feeding off of it.
The JV game just went final here in Rudyard. The Suhai Blue Devils knocked off Rudyard by the score of 52-41. And one of the players off that team, freshman Callan Campbell, up for this game for the Suhai varsity with the injury to Emmett Fazari. And Campbell certainly gives them some size underneath Ray and some options. And, he's got pretty good stock from his dad with his professional football playing. And so it's going to be very interesting to me to see how Callan Campbell fits into this equation tonight.
Yeah, and that would be a thing that if you have a good post presence, that just opens up everything. Because now instead of having to play one-on-one in the post, they double down, you kick it out, you get that open shot. And you start to come out for the shot, you feed it into the big person. So it's going to be a win-win situation for the Sioux.
Other games in boys basketball tonight. Pickford is at Brimley. Detour travels to St. Ignace, and Sheboygan is at Newberry. Last night in girls basketball, you and Dave called the game Thursday night. At Suhai, it was the Blue Devils improving to 5-0 as they defeated Rudyard by the score of 67-52. And you've been able to see a lot of the girls' action. Rudyard's given them a couple pretty good games, all things considered, considering how the Blue Devils have, taken advantage of Marquette's and such. But boy, Suhai, they're balanced. They play great defense, and they look as strong as they did last year, if not maybe even a little better.
Well, and you could say to start off the year, they probably looked defensively, they didn't play their normal what you expect. But like you say, Rudyard's got a solid group. They got good guard play. They've got some bigs inside that can score. And they gave the Sioux High fits. So Rudyard's got a really good, decent team.
Other games in girls basketball last night, Pickford, they remained perfect on the season as they knocked off Brimley 73-25. Pickford is at Gaylord St. Mary's on Saturday, while Brimley now 0-2. They'll look for their first win of the season Tuesday at Newberry. Sioux High's next game will be Monday night at home. You can hear that game right here on 1230 WSOL with Dave Watson and Ray Bell. Other games last night in girls basketball, Ingadine won on the road at Detour 41-21. Cedarville, they topped Hillman at home by the score of 55-29 in a low-scoring game at Newberry last night in girls basketball. Sheboygan, they defeated at Newberry by the score of 29-20. Ray, in your coaching days, did you ever have a game that you won and you didn't score over 30 points?
Won and didn't score over 30 points. I don't think...
It's kind of hard to do.
I think the lowest point total my team ever scored, I think one time we lost a game like 30-16. That's when I coached in New York, and my JV coach at the time said, I got one piece of advice for you. Just throw away that game film and just just move on.
Control-Alt-Delete, I like to say.
Yes, and that happens sometimes.
We're going to take our first break here on our pregame show. We come back, Ray and I will talk more about tonight's varsity contest here at the Harris Call Gymnasium in Rudyard between the Sioux High Blue Devils and Rudyard Bulldogs. You are listening to Sioux High Basketball on your official home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell back at the Harris Call Gymnasium in Rudyard, Michigan, as we're about 8 minutes away from the start of our varsity boys game, Straits Area Conference matchup between Sioux High and Rudyard. Looking at the standings in the Straits Area Conference, again, very early, but you know, Ray, the way the season is, even though it's early, the games are going to pile up. Most teams are playing 2-3 games a week. And with the condensed season, is that, you know, as a coach, as a former coach, you know, obviously you have to, it is what it is this season. I mean, there's no season like it. And hopefully after this season, no season like it ever again. But just with all the games and lack of practice time, do you think that's frustrating for a lot of these coaches, or are they just happy to be out there right now?
Well, I think you have to deal with it. Hand dealt with you. Your practice time, you should have had a lot of the plays and stuff taken care of when you had that month of non-contact. There are a lot of stuff you could do, because now as you're playing games, the teams that have more depth, I think, is going to help them, because you're playing 2 or 3 games a week. You're going to need some extra legs. It's going to be about spacing things out. Practices during the week are going to be a little bit of shooting and maybe walkthrough stuff, and not so much maybe conditioning. Depending on who you're playing, you might have some easy practice, maybe a tough practice before certain games, but it's going to be load management with the players.
Straits Area Conference standings for the boys right now: Sheboygan in first place, 3-0 in the conference, 3-1 overall. I misspoke. I said Rudyard was 3-0 in Straits Conference play. They're 2-0 in Straits Area Conference play, 4-0 overall. St. Ignace 1-2 in Straits Area Conference action. St. Ignace is 2-2 overall. Sioux High 1-2 in Straits Area Conference action, 1-3 overall. Newberry 0-3 in the SAC, 1-3 overall. And you know, look at for Sioux High, obviously you want to win the conference, but this is, you need to label a must win, but this is an important game for both teams. But for Sioux High, this is a big one, because you know, things haven't gotten off to the best start. You're having trouble scoring. You've had some injuries, and so a win tonight would certainly go a long way, and a quick turnaround into that Saturday afternoon's game against Alpena.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to win the conference, you have to win tonight, because that puts you, there's a huge difference between 2-2 and 1-3 plus. If you end up tied with Rudyard on top of the conference at the end of the year, it's a split. If you lose this game and get tied with them, you lose the tie break. So it's an important game.
It is indeed. In the Eastern Upper Peninsula Conference, Rudyard, of course, plays in both conferences. They are atop the EUP Conference in boys with a record of 3-0 in conference. Cedarville 2-1, 2-2 overall. Newberry 1-1 in the conference, 1-3 overall. Engadine yet to play a conference game. They're 1-1 overall. Detour 1-2 in conference, 1-2 overall. Pickford also 1-2, 1-2 overall. And Brimley 0-2. 0-2 overall, and you look at the EUP conference, Ray, you know, Rudyard on top. You know Cedarville's going to be good. I think Pickford's going to be better as the season goes along. What team are you looking at as far as EUP conference teams that really could make a run this season?
To be honest, I really haven't seen much of the EUP basketball, boys or girls. So, I mean, girls, I've seen Rudyard. They have a good mix of players, but then I see Rudyard or Newberry girls have beat Rudyard, so that should be a competitive conference.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to handicap this year with COVID and everybody starting and not seeing the teams, but kind of the usual suspects seem to be there. Cedarville, you know, is always good in boys. They're always going to field a good team. I think Matt Johnson's done a good job with that Pickford team. But this Rudyard team, Ray, you know, not a big roster. I think they have 10 players, but you got a lot of good players. You got a lot of size with the Mills kid. You have a good freshman in Cameron Peterson who has a good background in basketball with his three of his brothers playing on this team. So this Rudyard team's going to be tough, and Coach Suggett's got him playing well, and Coach Peterson has got him playing well early on.
Yeah, and realistically, you need two really good basketball players, three helps. If you got two, you can have balanced scoring. And as long as you got players that can fill their roles, you're going to have a good team. And, I mean, part of the biggest thing also in basketball is getting team chemistry and everybody to buy into the roles and play, and that's so important.
Laker hockey going on tonight over on our sister station, Yes FM, as the Lakers hosting Alabama Huntsville. The Laker men's basketball team lost earlier this afternoon to Wisconsin Parkside by the score of 82-75. Tomorrow morning, Coach's Corner with Dave Watson returns. I filled in for Dave last week, and on the show tomorrow, of course, Dave will have the Scores That Matter at 11:05, recapping all of the local sports action. As well, special guests include Mark Yule, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and longtime Detroit sports broadcaster and host of the podcast Locked on Lions. Matt Derry will join Dave on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, or on the TuneIn app. And you can also find the podcast of that show along with the broadcast of tonight's game and other sports-related content all on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com, and that includes the sports show that I host on Monday night, The Game, 6 to 8 o'clock on ESPN 1400. One of our guests next Monday will be Bill Crawford, voice of Laker hockey for, I think, 75 years now, Ray. I could be a little off on that, but Bill's been doing the games a long time, and he's going to join us to talk about this year's Laker hockey team. Certainly some big wins for the hockey team, Ray, knocking off Michigan Tech this week, sweeping Bowling Green last weekend. It's a shame fans can't go watch them because they're playing some pretty good hockey right now.
Yeah, they have an excellent goalie.
Yes, they do.
And the middle out in hockey, goalie, defense, center is your key to build on. And the Lakers have a good mix of players.
We'll also have Suhai Blue Devil boys basketball tomorrow afternoon at home as the Blue Devils will take on Alpena. Ray and I will have the call of that one starting around 2:45 at the pregame show, 3 o'clock tip-off at the Suhai Gymnasium. We're going to take our final break here in our pregame. We come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip of tonight's Strait Area Conference boys basketball game between the Suhai Blue Devils and the Rudyard Bulldogs. You are listening to Suhai Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Mason along with Ray Bell in Rudyard, starting lineups for the Suhai Blue Devils. Starting tonight, number 1, Jacob Davey. Number 10, Hunter Walther. Number 11, Bennett Swanson. Number 15, Riley Cox. And number 34, Ryan LaPlante. Excuse me. Starting for Rudyard tonight, number 3, Hayden Mills. Number 5, Tate Besteman. Number 10, Cam Peterson. Number 23, Austin Warner. And number 42, E.J. Suggett. Suhai in their blue jerseys with the white trim has the ball. And they're going left to right as seen on your radio dial. And we are underway here in Rudyard. Blue Devils with the ball. That's Cox with it on the right wing. Riley Cox up top to Swanson, now over on the left wing. Jacob Davey at the free throw line, leaves it for three for Walther. No good. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. That's Swanson. Now the Blue Devils with it. That's Davey, and he gets knocked down. That's going to be a foul on Rudder. That's going to go against, I think, Peterson. First foul for him, first team foul here early in the first quarter.
And so far, Suhai, good job running their offense against a tough, aggressive man-to-man defense by Rudyard.
Now LaPlante inbound for the Blue Devils. Gets it over to the far corner. Swanson up top to Davey. Now over in the far corner, another three opportunity. Walther, and he hits it. And it's 3-0 Blue Devils a minute into this one.
Oh, that's Walter's spot on the inbound play is that corner. He's deadly.
Now Rudyard with it inside. Size is Tate Besseman, and he puts it up and in, and that's something Suhai's going to have to watch. Ray, Tate Besseman, he's got some size, and he likes to go on inside.
Yeah, they tried the front him, but it was just a beautiful pass to get the ball into Besseman.
Now a press by Rudyard. Suhai needs to get it across the midcourt line. They don't have much time. Don't know if they're going to make it. They don't. And so that's a
timeout.
Oh, a timeout. Good coaching timeout by Mike Fitzner. 7:05 to play in this first quarter, 3-2 in favor of Suhai.
Yeah, and good officiating, too, because sometimes officials get caught up and they don't necessarily hear you. So, yeah, excellent decision by Coach Fitzner to call the timeout.
Good crowd tonight here in Rudyard. Lots of Sioux students and parents here. I'd say it's almost an even split, Ray. A lot of Sioux fans made the trek down I-75. Good weather to do so tonight.
Yeah, beautiful day out
yes,
there.
Yes, we could use it.
Yes.
Although I think people in Texas probably could use a little more than we could.
Yeah,
you know somebody down there.
Yes, my daughter would agree with you there. So the Suhai boys basketball, they have a good following with their parents and fans that come watch them play.
And this Rudyard team, coached by Jim Suggett and Tracy Peterson, kind of a co-coaching thing going on. What do you think of that, Ray? That's kind of unique with what Rudyard's doing.
Well, if you got the right personalities, it can work.
I like the combination.
Yes.
Now Suhai with the ball, leading 3-2 a minute into this contest. On the left wing, Cox. Cox with the ball. Up top to Swanson. Over in the right corner, Davey. Jacob Davey back up top. Walther. Now Walther almost lost it. Gets it back. Now driving in the paint, putting up the shot. Partially blocked there by, I believe, Besteman. And here come the Bulldogs. Now a turnover. Suhai gets it back. Jacob Davey's pass just a little over the head of LaPlante. That'll give the ball back to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think LaPlante looked like he was going to cut more to the basket, wasn't expecting the pass right away.
3-2 Blue Devils, 6:40 to play in this first quarter. Now Suhai employing a bit of a press. Peterson has it for Rudyard. Peterson being guarded by Walther. Now Peterson lob pass inside to Suggett. Suggett puts it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Besteman. And he has four, and Rudyard has four. They lead 4-3.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you box out and get a body on Besteman so he doesn't get those easy offensive rebounds.
Now the Blue Devils with it across the midcourt line to the free throw line. Walther gets it over the far corner. Now in the paint, back to the right wing. That's Swanson. He launches three. Yes, sir! Bennett Swanson with three, and Suhai leads 6-4, 6:05 to play in this first quarter.
And that's a good for Swanson to get on there. He brings a lot of energy to the Sioux when he's playing well.
Now here's Suggett in the paint, puts it up at the right hand short. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils, but I think that might have gone off a Rudyard player. It does, back to the Blue Devils.
Yep, Besteman got his hand in there and knocked it off.
Suhai will walk it up court, 5:55 to play in this first quarter. They lead 6-4. These teams met on opening night a week ago Monday with Rudyard prevailing. Now in the paint. That's Cox with it. Gives it back to Davey. Now Davey at the free throw line. Up top to Walther. He shoots a three. Yes, sir! Threes for the Blue Devils, right?
Yes, and Walther does a good job, and that looks to be the game plan. Have Davey drive and set Walther up for the three.
9-4 Blue Devils now driving. Peterson up with the left hand and in, and he'll shoot one. And that cuts the lead to 9-6 with 5:31 to play in this first quarter.
And as a player, if you get beat there, you got to resist the temptation that to foul him. Just concede the 2 points and go on and play.
That foul will be on Ryan LaPlante, his first team foul number one for the Blue Devils. Now Peterson's free throw good, so Peterson with three, and it's 9-7 Suhai, 5:30 to play in this first quarter.
And the Sioux's done such a good job beating that half-court trap, they're switching to just a half-court man defense now.
Riley Cox, top of the circle, being guarded by Suggett. Over to Walther, now in the near corner, Davey. Davey. Back up top, round the horn, Suhai with it, leading by two. Now over in the far corner, that's Walther, being guarded by Warner. Davey now in the paint, stops and pops. That one's too strong. Rebound picked up by Besteman, and Rudyard with the ball. Peterson quickly across the midcourt line for the Bulldogs. Cam Peterson on the left wing, Suggett. Thought about the three, now will drive, put it up with the left hand, and good. Suggett with two, and we're tied at nine with 4:50 to play in the first quarter.
And I think on second, I might play off a step, dare him to shoot the three and not like give up the drive.
Now Cox with it on the right wing up top to Swanson. Over to Davey in the far corner being guarded by Peterson. Blue Devils with it. Swanson on the right wing up top to Davey. Now Davey in the paint, lost it, gets it over to Walter. Now Walter up top to Davey. Suhai patient on this possession. Now they'll shoot the three. Cox, yes, sir! 4 3-pointers for the Blue Devils. And we have a timeout with 4:23 to play in the first quarter. Blue Devils lead 12-9. Gotta like their outside shooting tonight so far, Ray.
Outside shooting, and that's set up by being very patient on offense. They're looking to drive. Rudyard's taking away the drive, so they're giving them the three, knock down the three. That will open up the drive for the Sioux later on.
Looks like no timeout on the play. Bulldogs with the ball, trailing 12-9, 4:15 to play in the first quarter. Peterson gets it over in the near corner. Mills, he launches a three. That one rattles out. Johnny on the spot. Peterson with the rebound, misses it, but he gets it back up top to Suggett. Suggett with the ball being guarded by Jacob Davey. A pair of quarterbacks on each other tonight, Ray, with both those playing respective quarterbacks for their schools.
Now
here's, yeah, now here's a shot inside. Good by Suggett. He has four. It's 12-11 Sioux High with 3:50 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, Suggett's a good player. The Sioux has to box out better on the defensive end.
Now Cox with it on the left wing up top to LaPlante. On the right side, Davey. Davey up top. Thought about the three, Walter. Now gets it over to Davey inside. With it, shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Besteman. Besteman was quite a few rebounds here early as that ball goes out of bounds to Rudyard.
Yeah, Swanson had a great move, great position, just his angle was off a bit on his shot.
Now Suhai will implore a bit of a press here. Peterson with it, freshman. Had three brothers play for Rudyard. They had the last names of Salem. Now a three-pointer blocked there by the Blue Devils. As Suggett tried to get it, now the Suhai all over the place. Rudyard keeps it alive, Peterson with it. Peterson now tries to slow it down, now he has it stolen. Quick pass to Walter. Walter underneath, but he didn't have good position, so he'll get it outside. Now Swanson with it, over to Walter. Walter, top of the circle, over to Davey. Now Davey will back up. 3 minutes to play in this first quarter, 12-11 in favor of the Sioux. Jacob Davey being guarded by Peterson. Now Davey up top, Walter. Over on the left wing, Cox. Now Cox drives, lost it, gets it inside. Suhai still has it. Now Davey up top, three. No good. That one just a bit short. Rebound picked up by Besteman.
Yeah, Davey's kind of struggled with his scoring so far, but he's still been doing a good job leading him on the floor.
Now Suggett, lob pass inside. Besteman off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound. And again, that inside play, big for Rudyard. Besteman has six. And they have a 13-12 lead with 2:20 to play in the first quarter.
And they got to get a body on him boxing out. Four of his points have been off offensive rebounds.
Now Davey with the ball for the Blue Devils. They trail by one at the right elbow. That's LaPlante. LaPlante up top. Cox, he launches a three. That one's short. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. Shot off the back iron. No, that was Swanson. And Rudyard comes up with it. Lob pass over on the far side to Warner. Now Warner underneath the basket. Gets it to Suggett. He's open near corner three. Yes, sir! Suggett with seven. And Rudyard leads by four with a minute 50 left in this first quarter.
Yeah, Suggett's off to a really good start. The first game in the Sioux, he kind of struggled early on.
Good pace to this game. Just one foul apiece here in this first quarter. Minute 40 to play. Blue Devils with the ball trailing by four. Davey with it up top. Davey on the right wing to Cox. Cox being guarded by Suggett. Now Walter has it. He launches a three. That one's no good. So Suhai hot early from outside, cooled off a bit. Rudyard quickly up court. Suggett, lob pass inside Besteman. Besteman move off the glass. And good, Tate Besteman. He has eight to lead all scores. And Rudyard on a big run here. They lead by six.
A good ball fake by Besteman. Suhai players go by, and he just lays it up and in.
Blue Devils with it. Over the far corner, that's Walter. Up top to Davey on the right wing. Swanson looking inside LaPlante. Now that pass will be deflected, and that's going to go to, looks like might have been on the sideline, so that's going to give the ball to the Blue Devils. I think that was tipped there, Ray. I think Suhai could have gotten it, and it would have been a violation.
Yeah. Even if it is a violation, grab the ball and don't give them an easy layup.
Substitutions in for the Blue Devils. Jonah McShane in, along with Carter Oshelski, Callan Campbell, and number 22, Vinny Feebles. Blue Devils with the ball, less than a minute to play in the first quarter. They trail by six. Now here's Oshelski on the right wing. Cox, only starter out there right now for the Blue Devils. Carter Oshelski, sophomore, up top. McShane. Now McShane at the right elbow puts up a shot and good. Jonah McShane with two. And Suhai cuts the lead to four, 35 seconds left here in the first.
And he's done a lot of good things for Suhai McShane. He's got a good little shot there.
Now here's Suggett with it at the free throw line. Suggett waiting, pass to Besteman. Now he'll back it up, see if Rudyard plays for the last shot here. Now Besteman on Campbell. Big matchup there over to Peterson. Peterson drives the baseline. Tried to get it, but stolen by Campbell. Two on one for the Blue Devils. Callan Campbell with it. Shot off the glass. No, but he'll shoot two free throws. And so Callan Campbell just on the varsity today, Ray, looking pretty good here early.
And his defense was great. He watched the hips, and when the ball went away, he stayed on his man, and he knew the ball was coming back to Bestman, and by watching his man, that led to the steal.
That foul on E.J. Suggett, his first team foul number two. So at the line, Callan Campbell, freshman for the Blue Devils, shooting two. First free throw up, and that one rattles out, so he'll shoot one more.
Good start to your varsity career. Steal.
Yeah.
Get fouled going for a layup.
Second free throw for Campbell. Puts that one in. He has one. Blue Devils trail by three with 11 seconds to play. Now quickly across the midcourt line. Peterson with it. Good defense by the Blue Devils. Peterson being draped by Feeble. 4 seconds. Suggett with it. Suggett pushes off. Gets a three up and good. Boy, that was a push off that they missed. But Suggett puts in the three, and Rudyard leads by the score of 21-15 after one quarter of play here in Rudyard. We're going to take a break and be back with the second quarter. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell in Rudyard. Second quarter just starting here, 21-15 in favor of the Bulldogs in boys basketball. Suggett in the paint, puts it up off the glass and good. E.J. Suggett with 12 to lead all scorers, and Rudyard leads by the score of 23-15.
He's on fire. He had two draped on him and still sunk it.
Now the Blue Devils with the ball. Cox in the paint, dishes it out. Open, McShane, three, no good. Rebound picked up by Besteman. He's logging a lot of rebounds on the defensive and offensive side. Now Walling with it for Rudyard. He puts it up with the right handle on the baseline and good.
Good, strong drive there. Cardinal rule, you can't give up the baseline.
Bulldogs lead by 10, 7-25 to play in the second quarter. Now McShane with it on the left wing, up top to Campbell. Campbell's pass looks like a little loss of concentration there. Might have been deflected, goes out of bounds back to the Bulldogs.
You know, I'm not sure who he was passing to, but neither player really, someone's going to call for it and want the ball.
Want to say hello to a longtime listener, Sean Hill from Brimley. Used to listen to our Brimley broadcast, right? He texted in and said he listened to us and appreciate it, Sean. Hope you and your family are doing well. Rudyard with the ball, 7-10 to play in the second quarter. They lead by 10. Now here's Suggett, stops and pops. That one's short. Rebound goes to Olszewski for the Blue Devils. Carter Olszewski across the midcourt line for Suhai. Now Olszewski over in the near corner to McShane. McShane with the ball. And McShane back to Olszewski on the right side. Now on the right wing, Feebles. Feebles drives, now dishes it out. Far corner, McShane. McShane with a nice spin move, puts up. No good. Rebound. That goes out of bounds. Will stay with Suhai.
And the size of Campbell inside, blocking out Besteman, getting his hands in there, kept the ball for Suhai. That was a nice move by McShane. Too bad that ball didn't drop.
6:41 to play in the second quarter. Blue Devils with the ball trailing by 10. Now pass up top to McShane. On the right wing, Feebles. Now Campbell goes at Besteman. Now Campbell dishes it back out. Now driving to the basket. McShane puts up a shot off the glass and in. Jonah McShane with four off the bench. That cuts the lead to eight.
Nice job.
Now quickly up court. Rudyard with it. That's Nathan Walling off the bench. He has 4 points, and it's a 27-17 lead for the Bulldogs. 6:15 to play in the second quarter.
And Besteman drew Colin Campbell out and opened up the lane for Rudyard.
Now on the right wing, Olszewski looking inside, being draped by Walling. Now Olszewski along the baseline. Pass on the right wing to Feebles. Up top, three, Walter. Yes, sir. The fifth three-pointer for the Blue Devils, Ray.
Yes.
That cuts the lead to seven.
I like their shooting from the outside.
Now here's Suggett with it across the midcourt line for the Bulldogs. Along the baseline, driving again. Lob pass. Oh, broken up there nicely by Feebles. Blue Devils trail by seven, 5:40 to play in the second quarter.
And that's what Feebles brings to the court when he's out there.
Now here come the Blue Devils in the paint. Shot off the high glass and in by McShane. Refs letting them play here, Ray. Just three fouls called, and it's a five-point game.
Yeah.
As I say that, there's a foul on the Blue Devils. That'll be their second team foul. That's going to go against number 22, Vinny Feebles.
Yeah, and as a coach, you kind of say, okay, my guy getting hammered in the post. How is that not called?
Well, you're never one to complain about officials, Ray. I can tell you that from broadcasting some of your games. It took a lot to get you mad.
Yes.
Now the Bulldogs with it, leading 27-22, 5:25 to play in the second quarter. Suggett with it. He has 12 points to lead all scorers. Suhai being led by Hunter Walter. He has 9. Now the Bulldogs with it. Walling on the right wing. Pass inside. Besteman. Size advantage, but a nice job there by Walter. The partial block despite the size disadvantage.
Hey, you just got to play fearless.
That's right. 5:05 to play in the second quarter. Blue Devils with the ball, trailing by 5. Here come the Blue Devils driving. Shot off the glass. Good again. Ooh, by Feebles.
I wonder if he called that touch off the glass.
I think he did. I heard it here despite the headphones. We're going to have another foul at the midcourt line. Coach Fitzner just shaking his head there. That's going to go against Carter Oshelski. His first team foul, number 3.
You got to wonder how you call that foul when you let Suggett push off left and right. You got to call it both ways.
Now the Bulldogs with the ball, leading by 3, 4:50 to play in the second quarter. We got a good one going on here in Rudyard. Peterson with it, being guarded by Walter. Now on the left wing, Suggett not afraid to shoot from 3. He does. That one off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Oshelski. The Suhai bench playing well here in the second quarter.
Yeah,
now Oshelski with it.
Oshelski would throw fits out there with his quickness.
Now Suhai lose it to the floor, and that's going to be a travel on number 22, Vinny Feebles. A little upset about that, but that's a turnover by Suhai.
Yeah, it was kind of tripped, but it was more incidental. So
substitutions coming in for the Bulldogs. Dominic Haller, his first action, along with Keenan Hoffman. And didn't see the last player. Looks like LaPlante back in for the Blue Devils.
Yes.
Rudyard with the ball, leading by 3. Pass to Peterson at the midcourt. Now far side Walling. He launches a 3. Yes, sir. Nathan Walling with 7 points off the bench all in this quarter. The Bulldogs lead by 6.
Back-to-back action. Whatever you can do, I can do better.
That's been a good one here for sure. Suhai with the ball, 4:15 to play in the second quarter. They trail by 6. Now Oshelski looking for LaPlante inside. LaPlante has it blocked there by number 5. That's Besteman, and the Bulldogs get the ball.
I like how LaPlante posted up, just went up strong. Don't worry about getting blocked. Just take the shot.
Suggett with it at the free throw line. Pass inside. Besteman with the left hand up and in. Tate Besteman with 10. And the Bulldogs lead by 8 with 3:50 to play in the second quarter.
Rudyard does a good job of that little pick and roll with Besteman.
Blue Devils with the ball. That's Hoffman up top to LaPlante. Now Oshelski open right wing 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Peterson. Cam Peterson with the ball. Nice pass quickly up court to Walling. Walling underneath, lays it up. Oh, that one just rattled out. Looked like that was in, but it chucked out. 3:30 to play in the second quarter. Blue Devils with the ball, trailing by 8. Hoffman with it. Hoffman up top. That's Haller. Now Haller, right of the lane, being double-teamed. Lost it. Here's Peterson with it. Peterson on Oshelski. Peterson drives, shot, and 1. Cam Peterson strong to the hoop. And Rudyard leads by 10 with 3:13 to play here in the second quarter.
And Oshelski might have got all ball there, but 9 times out of 10, when you make that play and swing down with your arm, they're going to call the foul on you.
Just the second free throw attempted for Rudyard. Peterson made the first. Suhai 1 of 2. We have a timeout on the court, Ray. 3:13 to play here in the second quarter. Rudyard with a 34-24 lead, and very good pace to this game. I think both teams, Suhai's not playing poorly despite being down by 10, but this Rudyard team with the combination of Suggett from the outside, yeah, Besteman on the inside, you got an X factor in Peterson, a freshman. This is a good looking Rudyard team. I like what I've seen so far.
Yeah, they do a good job. The trick that Suhai has to do is they have to get Rudyard into half-court game. A lot of Rudyard's points have come quickly down the floor, pick and roll action, drive and dish, and they're scoring easy shots before the Sioux has the time to set up their offense.
Don't forget Coach's Corner tomorrow morning right here on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson. Dave will have the scores that matter at 11:05, and special guests include Mark Yule, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, along with a very good Lions podcaster, Matt Derry. He has the podcast Locked On Lions. And boy, I'll tell you, Mark Yule, there's somebody that's had an interesting few months, eh, Ray?
You could not pay me enough to do his
job. No, and I give him a lot of credit for, you know, standing up and fighting for what he thought was right and being very accessible to Dave and my shows. He's on there anytime we ask, and we'll certainly look forward to hearing from him tomorrow morning on Coach's Corner. Peterson at the line, shooting one free throw up, free throw good. Peterson with six, and Rudyard with their biggest lead of the night, 35-24, 3:10 to play in this second quarter.
And the Sioux needs to work and make sure they get a really good shot this time down the floor.
Now Davey with the ball, looking inside to LaPlante. LaPlante outside, long two, near side, Swanson, good. So there's a good shot, Rafe. Swanson with five, and that cuts the lead to nine. Now Peterson in the paint quickly. Underneath, block there. But they called a foul, and Coach Fitzner not real happy with the officiating here. It looks like LaPlante, I don't know if he did something to his hand, but he's a little banged up over there, Ray.
I think maybe his nose.
So LaPlante, it looks like he's holding his hand there. That foul will go on LaPlante, his second. And so at the line for the Bulldogs, number four, Gannon Smith, he'll shoot two. Sioux High with five team fouls here in this first half. Rudyard with only two as the referees summon our athletic director here at Rudyard, John Krentz.
We have blood on the floor.
Yep. The glorious position of athletic director, Ray, going out there and cleaning the blood on the floor. Doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't.
And my hats off go to the John Krentzes, the Steve Lockwoods, the Marty Spencers, but the Doug Ingles of the world and Hugh Clark and all the ADs around here, Ray. We were talking about that before we went on there. Not the easiest job to do during a non-pandemic. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
But to try to do it during a pandemic, you think coaching is hard? These ADs got it. I mean, how many times? I always say do the schedule with the pencil because, boy, if you didn't do it with the pencil, you're using a lot of paper and burning a lot of trees.
Yeah, no, you're totally correct. I know when I student taught in Western New York, my supervising teacher all of a sudden got sprung on being the AD. He thought he was going to get one more semester of learning on the fly.
Nope.
The guy's like, no, I'm retiring. It's yours.
Yep. You get foot to the fire. Milt Sutton, of course, former athletic director,
yep,
in your time there out in Brimley. We have Tony Haller keeping score. He was a former athletic director. The few, the proud, the former ADs.
Yes.
And they're much less stressed, I can tell you to a fault, that every one of them is much less stressed than when they were working. So we get the blood cleaned up on the end line. 2:52 to play in the second quarter. Rudyard will shoot two free throws. They lead Sioux High by the score of 35-26. At the line, Gannon Smith looking for his first points of the night as looks like the blood has been cleared off for the most part. So at the line, Gannon Smith shooting two. First free throw up, no good.
And Rudyard has done a phenomenal job of pushing tempo. I mean, even when it this last time, it looked like Sioux had them stop, they just keep working the ball until they get a quick shot, one or two passes down the floor, and they're letting it fly.
So Smith now, second free throw up. That one's no good, so he misses them both. Bulldog get the rebound, Sug it up top three. No good. Rebound, Besteman. Back to Suggett. Now he drives, stops, and pops. Good. Boy, E.J. Suggett, if he doesn't have the outside shot, he'll drive it inside and take it.
Yep, he's not afraid. He's the scorer looking to get the ball to the rack.
Suggett with 14. Bulldogs lead by 11. 2:30 to play in the second quarter. Law on the baseline. Blue Devils have it. Cox back up top. Long to Walter. Good. Foot was on the line, but Walter in double digits with 11. And Sioux High hanging around, trailing by 9.
Yep, the three-point shot will get them back in this game quickly.
Now Suggett with it. Cross-court pass over to Peterson. Peterson, lob pass inside Besteman. Besteman lost the ball, gets it back, and that one's going to go out of bounds. Coach Fitzner wanted to travel, but goes Sioux High's way as the ball goes out of bounds.
And the Sioux has switched things up. They're going to their 1-3-1 defense. If the Sioux can score, they can set up their defense, and that will make it tougher for Rudyard to get the easy ball baskets.
Fast-moving first half here at Rudyard. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Blue Devils with the ball trailing by 9. Now Sioux High has it. Far side, Walter. Now inside Campbell. That's going to be an offensive foul. And Coach Fitzner didn't like that one as well. That's Campbell's first 16 foul on the Blue Devils. Next one will send Rudyard to the line.
It's all right. I like how Campbell's playing inside. He's playing, pushing back on Bestman. Make him earn it.
Rudyard with the ball, leading 37-28, minute 50 left in the second quarter. Suggett over to Peterson. Peterson back to Suggett. No, he thought about the three, now passes inside. Besteman off the glass, no. But Besteman will shoot two free throws for the Bulldogs, and at the seventh team foul on Sioux High, that's going to go against Bennett Swanson, his first. So at the line, Tate Besteman, he has 10 points. Suggett with 14 to lead all scores. Besteman will make the first free throw. He'll shoot one more.
Yeah, he's put on a show. He's scored a variety of ways.
Now Besteman's second free throw. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. They trail by 10, 140 to play in this second quarter. Davey with the ball for the Blue Devils at the midcourt stripe. Now Davey over on the left side to Cox. Cox bounce pass. Right wing, now here's Davey inside. Pass attempt blocked there. Swatted out of bounds by Louis Mayer. Sioux High retains possession.
A half step sooner, and that's a layup. But I like the Sioux High's offense. Now Rudyard's coming out, and they're opening up the lane for them.
Minute 25 left in the second quarter. Blue Devils inbound. Quickly, there's a shot off the high glass. No, but that's going to be a foul on Rudyard, just their third. But that'll send number 15, Riley Cox, to the line for the Blue Devils. He'll shoot two.
A good inbounds play, and Cox, nice job going up strong, drawing the foul.
That foul was on Mayer, his first team foul, number three, so at the line. Riley Cox shooting two, misses the first one. He has 3 points on the night. Sioux High, one of three from the charity stripe so far.
And that's where the Sioux has kind of struggled on the free throw line this year.
Now Olszewski and Feebles will check back in for the Blue Devils, replacing Davey and Campbell. So Cox, shoot one more free throw. 1:23 to play in the second quarter. Blue Devils with a 10-point deficit as Cox misses both free throws, but the Blue Devils get the ball back. Now a shot off the high glass and in by Swanson. He has seven.
That looks like fifth-grade basketball. Turn of the ball, everyone leaves.
That's right.
Bennett thinking, turns around and swishes.
Thinking the same thing. Rudyard with the ball, leading by eight. Now Mayer inside. Rather, Warner, he has it stolen. Long pass inside. Blue Devils with the shot. No. Might have been a foul there. Coach Fitzner really not happy with the officials, and he might have a little bit of a point here tonight. Now a long three far side. That one way off. Picked up by the Blue Devils as Fitzner really giving it to the officials as Sioux High will get the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket.
Well, you might just say official, because that same one has called everything in Rudyard's favor. There has been zero consistency in the calls.
Now Sioux High with the ball, trailing by eight. Olszewski up top, three, no good. Rebound picked up by Peterson for the Bulldogs. Rudyard with it, over to Suggett. Now pass near side, that's Warner. Warner, bounce pass inside. Besteman ran out of real estate. Now a shot blocked by the Blue Devils. I think that was Swanson. We're going to have a foul on Rudyard, just their fourth. But Sioux High, the chance to cut into this deficit a bit, Ray, before halftime.
Yep. And if as long as you can keep it, right now it's eight. If you can keep it six, for sure under 10, you've got a chance in the second half.
Hayden Mills checking in for the Bulldogs, replacing Besteman. That foul was on Besteman, his first. Probably smart play there. You don't want him to pick up his second here late.
No, that very good move.
Now Olszewski with it across the midcourt line. 20 seconds left. Blue Devils with it. Olszewski lost it, but it goes out of bounds off of Peterson. Blue Devils retain possession.
Yeah, and we've run into problems when we get to one side of the floor and stay that side. You got to reverse the ball side to side, in and out. Make that defense move.
16 seconds left here in the second quarter. Walter with the ball. Gets it up top to Feebles. Feebles with it. Leaves it for Olszewski in the right wing. Now Olszewski in the paint. Dishes it outside. That was Cox. 5 seconds left. Cox inside. Swanson. Swanson turnaround shot off the glass. Good. Bennett Swanson with nine. And Sioux High cuts that lead to six. At halftime, our score, Rudyard 38. The Sioux High Blue Devils 32. We'll take a break and be back with our halftime show. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Basketball on your official home for Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell back at the Harris Call Gymnasium in Rudyard, Michigan. Halftime of our boys basketball game, and Ray's been a good one. The Rudyard Bulldogs lead by the score of 38-32 over the Suhai Blue Devils. Before we look at the scoring from the first half, your thoughts on what's transpired here so far?
The Sioux has done a great job running their offense. They've made it a point to try and drive. If it's not there in the lane, they're kicking it outside and knocking down the threes. And Rudyard, they're trying to push tempo. And if they get a chance to run, they're getting two guys wide, third guy in the middle, and they're just playing unselfish basketball and pass, layup. When the Sioux's been able to keep it a half-court game, they've got the advantage. When Rudyard creates tempo, they've got the advantage. So the key will be when the Sioux can score and get their defense set up, they can shut down Rudyard and make it a maybe upset them tonight.
EJA Suggett leading the way for the Bulldogs in scoring. He has 14 points on the night. Tate Besteman with 11. Nathan Walling with 7. Cam Peterson with 6 for the Suhai Blue Devils. They're led by Hunter Walter. He has 11 points. Bennett Swanson with 9. Jonah McShane with 6. Riley Cox, 3. Vinny Feebles, 2. And Callan Campbell with 1. No player in foul trouble too much. Ryan LaPlante has 2 free throws, and we didn't see him much there, Ray. He got bumped on a foul that he committed underneath. Looks like he might have had a little blood on the nose, but we haven't seen him come in. Certainly, Suhai, if they can get LaPlante back in the lineup, they'll welcome that.
Yeah, because he does a really good job posting up inside. He plays strong and tough. He's got good anticipation, and adds a presence inside for them.
We'll have Suhai Blue Devil basketball tomorrow afternoon. Ray and I will have the call of the boys game at home against Alpena. The JV game will start around 1:30. We'll have the call starting with the pregame show around 2:45 right here on 1230 WSOO. And if you want to hear the podcast of Suhai Blue Devil broadcasts on 1230 WSOO, including tonight's game with Ray and I, you can find it on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We're going to take our final break here in our halftime show, and Ray and I come back. We'll have the start of the third quarter here in Rudyard between Suhai and Rudyard. Our score, Blue Devils trailing the Bulldogs by the score of 38-32. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil basketball on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Harris Call Gymnasium in Rudyard, Michigan, Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson tonight, joined by color commentator Ray Bell. We're about a minute away from the second half. Suhai trails Rudyard in boys basketball by the score of 38-32. And Ray, what does Suhai have to do right here to start this third quarter to try to get a little more back in this game and possibly win?
So the big thing is they run your offense, get good shots. When you make your shots, you can set up your half-court defense. It's a game matter of tempo. Keep Rudyard to half-court game. You got to make sure you call out names, numbers, and stop the ball. Make them run in a half-court offense. And that's when the Sioux's been able to get stops and turnovers and keep knocking down those threes.
And Ray, we're in our normal broadcast position that we are used to in Rudyard, but a little different setup. They got the bleachers partially pulled out. They don't have a table. But we're socially distanced up here. I think the health department would be very happy with our setup tonight.
Yes, they would.
So here we go. The Blue Devils and Bulldogs. Rudyard 4-0 on the season. Suhai 1-3. As the Bulldogs look to sweep the Blue Devils, and for a Class D school, anytime you have the chance to sweep one of the larger schools, Suhai being a Class B, it's certainly they got to be pretty fired up at where they're at right now.
Oh, yeah. David versus Goliath.
Bulldogs with it. Leading by 6, EJ Suggett with 14 points, lead all scorers. Now here's Mills up top to Warner. Warner being guarded by Feebles. Now Suggett with it. Now Suggett drives off the high glass. Good boy. He's tough to stop when he has nights like this.
Yeah. I mean, they're just a beautiful shot. He was patient, waited till the lane opened, and drove.
Suggett with 16. Bulldogs lead by 8. 30 seconds into this third quarter. Now the Blue Devils with it. Swanson on the right wing. Now Swanson driving on Besteman. Will back it out over to Davey. Now there's contact there, and that's going to be a foul on Rudyard. That's Peterson. That'll be his second. We didn't see a lot of those calls in the first half.
Well, and when we did, it was against the Sioux. But again, this different official making the calls. Where they line up can make a big difference in the game.
Now the Blue Devils inbound over at the far sideline. Feebles with it. Up to Davey. Now Davey on the near side, left wing 3, Cox. Yes, sir. Riley Cox, his second three. He has six. And all of a sudden, it's a five-point game.
Nothing but nets.
Now Peterson over to Suckett. Long three. That one short. Rebound picked up by Swanson. Blue Devils with it. Trailing by five. Off the high glass. No good. Rebound picked up by Feebles. Now a wild pass over. Kept alive nicely by Swanson. Blue Devils around the horn. Cox over the far corner. Swanson. Rather, Walter. Now Feebles has it. Feebles over to Davey. Blue Devils patient on this possession. Davey on the left wing to Cox. Cox bounce pass up top. Feebles over the far side. Davey looking inside. Now we'll pass it outside to Walter. Walter to Davey. Now Davey at the free throw line lost the ball. And that'll go out of bounds back to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Sioux has to play structured. That they can't play playground-style basketball. They function better when everybody's on the same page.
6:20 to play in the third quarter. Rudyard with the ball, leading by five. Peterson over to Suggett. Now Suggett back to Peterson. Peterson on the right wing. Lost the ball, stolen by the Blue Devils. Sioux High with it. That's Feebles. Feebles in the paint. Will dish it out. Long two-pointer. Cox, no good. Rebound picked up by Besteman for the Bulldogs.
And the Sioux has switched to a 1-3-1 zone.
Now Besteman with it. Bulldogs with the ball, leading by five. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. E.J. Suggett with the ball. Oh, that's going to be a carry there. He got a little too fancy with the dribble there, Ray, and he travels.
Yep. It actually looks like the Sioux's playing man-to-man when there's not a basket. When they can get their defense set, they're going 1-3-1.
40-35 Rudyard, 5:40 to play in this third quarter. Sioux High with the ball. Davey, pass at the free throw line. That's Swanson. He leaves it for Cox. Now Cox, right of the lane, up top to Walter. Now Walter, far corner. That's Swanson with it. Swanson up top to Feebles. Vinny Feebles with the ball for the Blue Devils. Now he'll drive and lose the ball. Keeps it alive, though. Sioux High retains possession. Swanson over to Davey. Back to Swanson for three. No good. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs, but I think that's going to go out of bounds off a Rudyard player. So Sioux High doing a good job crashing the offensive boards here in this third quarter, Ray.
Yep. A lot of times about energy. They're a lot of energy anticipating really being aggressive, and that'll get you back into the ball game.
Blue Devils inbound underneath the Bulldogs basket. Tough pass there for Swanson to handle. We're going to have a jump ball as that pass by Cox might have been a little too strong there, and Swanson couldn't hold on to it.
Well, and if Cox would have waited a half second later, I think it was Feebles that was all alone on the backside. It was kind of screener play. The wrong guy.
Wally and Louie Mayer checking it for the Bulldogs. Sioux High with it. Davey thought about the three up top. Gets it inside to Swanson. Little contact there. No call. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. Suggett. Suggett with it. Now Suggett. Out to Besteman. Besteman along the baseline. Contact underneath, but no call. And 2 points by Besteman. He has 13. The Bulldogs lead by seven.
Well, that was a good no call. That was more of a flop than anything.
I agree. Now Davey with it over at the far sideline. Jacob Davey, bounce pass inside to Swanson. Swanson on Besteman has that one swatted. Size advantage Rudyard, and they have the ball. Now a nice steal there by Vinny Feebles as Suggett got a little, maybe wasn't paying attention on the dribble at his pocket picked.
Yeah, Feebles is a great hustler. He gets a lot of those steals.
Now Davey over to Swanson. Top of the circle, Sioux High with the ball, trailing by 7, 4:15 to play in this third quarter. Riley Cox with it, right elbow. Up top, Swanson for three. Yes, sir! Rather, that's Walter with a three. He has 14, and it's a four-point game.
Yeah, and if you're Rudyard, that's the one person you'll want to leave open for a three.
Now Peterson along the baseline. Pass stolen there by Cox. Cox one-on-one. Cox puts it up, no good. A little too strong. Rebound picked up by Suggett. Still just one foul in this third quarter. Now Peterson inside. Stolen again by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, I think Cox was anticipating being hit. You're better off. Just go up, protect the ball, and put the ball in the basket. Don't worry about getting fouled.
A lot of Sioux High energy here in this third quarter. Now driving. Davey puts it off the glass and in. His first 2 points, and all of a sudden it's a two-point game.
And that's big for the Sioux. If Davey can score, it will really open things up for them.
42-40, Rudyard, 3:20 to play in this third quarter. Suggett with the ball over in the far corner, Walling. Walling's pass inside, almost stolen. Kept alive by Besteman. Now Bulldogs with it left of the lane. That's Bestman. Shovels it for Suggett. Three left side. No good. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. That's Feebles again. He's had a lot of energy in this third quarter. He's been a nice addition on the court.
Yes, he plays a lot. And Fitchner wants the Sioux to slow it down. Set it up. It's a game of tempo. Control the tempo. You win this game.
Under 3 minutes to play in this third quarter. Blue Devils looking for their first lead since about the midway point of the first quarter. Walter with it. Walter over to Davey. Davey over in the far corner. Davey up top to Swanson. On the near side, Cox. Now here's a three-pointer. That one's way off. Picked up by Davey, though. Suhai getting the loose balls here in this third quarter. Now Rudyard with the steal. That was Walling. Here's Peterson across the midcourt line. 2:25 to play in the third. Underneath Bestman. Shot there blocked, but there's going to be contact. First foul on the Blue Devils here in this third quarter, and that'll send Tate Bestman to the line, shooting two. 2:24 to play in the third quarter. Rudyard with the two-point lead.
Yeah, and the Sioux on the offensive end, when they get too fancy, that's when they lose the ball.
That foul will go on Bennett Swanson, his second. So at the line, Tate Bestman. He has 13 points for the Bulldogs. E.J. Suggett with 16, leading all Bulldog scorers. Hunter Walter with 14 to lead the Blue Devils. First free throw up and in by Bestman. He has 14. And now wholesale changes for the Blue Devils. Oshelski in along with LaPlante, who's back in after getting banged up a bit, along with Campbell. And looks like number 24, McShane.
And this was the group the last of the first quarter when they did this sub. They did a good job coming in.
So at the line for the Bulldogs, Bestman shooting his second free throw. 2:24 to play in the third quarter. Bulldogs with a three-point lead. They led by six at half as Bestman makes both free throws. He now has 15, and we have a substitution here. I don't know if Bestman had a little cut there, Ray.
Yeah, I think he's got blood on his finger. Coach Suggett, I think, is lobbying. Just let me clean it up real quick. And Steve Wilson, the official, says, no, you got to substitute him.
So Suhai with the ball, trailing by 4, 2:20 to play in this third quarter. Blue Devils with it. That's Walter looking inside. Campbell. Campbell with the move. Shot blocked there nicely by Smith. But Suhai gets it right back. Campbell has it again. Now Campbell drives, pushes way off. That's going to be an offensive foul. No question there. That on Campbell, his second. Do that in football, but not basketball. Yeah.
I was going to say, the only thing you could argue is it was a travel before the foul.
That's true.
Because I think he was, it was going to be one or the other.
So the Bulldogs with it off the offensive foul by Campbell. Suhai, a bit of a press. Peterson over to Suggett. Now Suggett with it. Suggett on the right wing. Dekes out Oshelski. Now Suggett inside. And boy, he drew contact. But four Suhai Blue Devil players were on Suggett, but he'll go to the line shooting two.
Yeah, and at times I think Suhai sends too many people swarming to the ball because that's allowed Bestman and some of the other players to get that offensive rebound. You only need one person to step.
That'll be the third team foul on the Blue Devils, and we're getting some clarification from the officials. 24, that's on McShane, his first. So at the line, E.J. Suggett with 16 points, just two here in this third quarter, looking to extend the lead. Right now it's 44-40, Rudyard with 1:56 left in this third quarter.
And when the Sioux puts their token guard pressure on there, especially with Oshelski, they're making Suggett work the full length of the floor to try and wear him down.
Suggett now with 17 points. He'll shoot one more. Crowd getting into it a bit. It's nice to do a game with fans in the crowd, Ray. But first time for me in about 11 months.
Yeah.
Suggett makes both free throws. Blue Devils with the ball. Under two to play in the third quarter. They trail by six. Here's McShane with it. Up top to Campbell. Campbell over to Oshelski on the right wing. Now back up top to Walter. Walter being guarded by Smith. Now inside Campbell. Back out to Oshelski. Launches the three. That one's off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Peterson. Bulldogs with the ball, leading by six. Here's Bestman on Campbell. Off the glass, no good. Rebound picked up by Campbell. Good job by Callan Campbell to get that rebound.
Yeah, he's going to be really good. He's good right now.
Here's Oshelski with it. Blue Devils trail by six. 1:15 left in the third quarter. That's McShane over at the far corner. McShane's pass goes off the hand of Mills. Will stay with the Blue Devils.
And the Sioux has got... get the ball to the right side, not there. Swing it to the left side and look. both sides in and out. Don't get stuck on one side of the floor.
Now McShane inbounds it to Campbell. Picked up by Oshelski on the near side. That's Walter. Now Walter over at the far sideline. Walter up top. McShane thought about the three, now drives. Almost lost it. Now he puts up a shot. Good. Jonah McShane, with 8 points off the bench, and that cuts the lead to four.
Ooh, that looked close. That
was close to over and back. It sure was. Now Peterson up top. Over to the far corner, Smith drives the baseline. Had it blocked there, and that's going to be kept alive by Besteman. Besteman, nice pass to Suggett. Boy, that was a beautiful one underneath the basket, and Suggett puts it in, and he now with 20 points.
Of course, Cardinal Sin, you don't leave that area open. Protect the paint.
Suhai with the ball, trailing by 6, 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Oshelski over to Campbell. Now Campbell, Besteman on him. Bounce pass Walter, now in the paint, LaPlante. Walter open, drives the baseline. Walter, shot no good, rebound kept alive by Walter. 8 seconds left, he's double teamed. That's going to go off the hand of Suggett. So Suhai with one more chance here. 5.2 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Smart, heady play by Walter. Didn't panic, got the ball back. Made a good play, so the Sioux King got potentially get a basket here.
Now Walling and Warner check back in for the Bulldogs, replacing Peterson and Mills. 5.2 seconds remaining in the third. Blue Devils trail by 6. They inbound underneath the Bulldogs basket. Oshelski's got to get it in. He does to McShane, but goes off of his chest. Rudyard has it. Besteman at the half-court line with the heave, and that one's no good. After three quarters of play, Rudyard maintains their 6-point lead as they lead Suhai by the score of 48-42. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Rudyard and boys basketball leads the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 48-42. Bulldogs with the ball to start the fourth. Suggett with it. He has 20 points to lead all scorers. At the left elbow, shot off the back iron. No rebound. Kept alive by the Bulldogs, but picked up by McShane for the Blue Devils.
Nice little play that Rudyard had. Suggett and Besteman, a little pick and roll to try and score, and Suhai stopped it.
Blue Devils with it, trailing by 6. 7:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Fans getting into this one a bit. The student section, both well represented here. Here's Walter with it. Walter along the left of the lane. Now here's a 3, Oshelski. That one's short. Rather check that. Yeah, it was Oshelski, excuse me.
Yes.
Rebound picked up by Rudyard. Bulldogs with it, leading by 6. Along the baseline, Warner, he puts it up in. That's his first points, and Rudyard leads again by 8.
But good defense by the Sioux. They didn't all swarm to him, make him make the shot. He likes the drive and dish in there.
Now Oshelski across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils, over to McShane. McShane up top to Campbell, over to Oshelski, underneath, shot blocked there. Nicely by Mills on the attempt by McShane.
Yeah, McShane thought he was open, but from behind.
Now Suggett with it on the left wing. Pass inside Besteman. Besteman on Campbell again. Besteman puts it up off the back iron. No rebound. Picked up by LaPlante. Blue Devils hanging in there, Ray. They trail by 8.
Campbell has bothered Besteman because he's stronger, almost as tall as him.
Now LaPlante at the left elbow. Up top to McShane. Now McShane almost had it stripped away. McShane now will be fouled inside. Don't know if they're going to call that a shooting foul. I think that was on the floor, Ray. That's the second team foul on the Bulldogs here in the second half.
At least McShane went up with the ball. That's the biggest thing. If you're going to get fouled, go up and make the referee make a decision.
Now Suhai will have Swanson check back in along with Cox and Feebles. So the Blue Devils with the ball. 6:18 to play in this fourth quarter. They trail Rudyard by 8.
We got some shooters on the floor, and
yes,
you got some really good defensive players and athletic players. So
Oshelski to inbound up top. That's Cox. Cox with the ball. Now right of the lane. That's Feebles. Feebles back out to Oshelski. Up top to McShane. McShane now at the free throw line. Shot that one's way short and kept alive there by Feebles, but it goes right to Peterson for the Bulldogs. Rudyard with the ball, leading by 8. 6 minutes to play. Right of the lane, Besteman. Now on the right wing, Warner up top to Peterson. Peterson lost the ball. Well, they're going to say went off a Sioux player, so Rudyard retains possession.
Yeah, I think Feeble's got his hand in there.
5:48 to play in this fourth quarter. Rudyard leads the Sioux 50-42. Now Peterson across the midcourt line. We'll walk it up. Peterson, pass over along the baseline. Now a turnaround shot, nicely done there by Mills. He didn't hesitate, and that's Hayden Mills' first 2 points, and Rudyard back on top by 10.
Yep, Rudyard went to their third option, and he put it down.
Now the Blue Devils with the ball, 5:25 to play. There's some contact there. Number 11, Bennett Swanson. Coach Suggett doesn't like the call, but certainly contact there. Third foul on the Bulldogs. That'll go against number 5, Tate Besteman, his second.
I think that was a good call, though. You're driving. I mean, it's basketball. Yep. Good call.
Now the Blue Devils inbound underneath the Bulldogs basket. Bounce pass near side. McShane puts up the short two. No good. Kept alive by Feebles twice, but I think that second time he was out of bounds. And that'll go to the Bulldogs.
Yeah. I think McShane should have just shot the ball the first time he got it. I don't know why.
He hesitated a little bit on that one, Ray.
I think he was expecting Besteman to be flying in his face, and he really wasn't.
5:15 to play in this fourth quarter. Rudyard looking for the season sweep on the Blue Devils. They lead by 10. Peterson with the ball in the right wing. Now up to Suggett. Suggett, bounce pass, far side, Mills. There's been a bevy of Mills playing for the Bulldogs over the past a dozen years. Now here's Suggett with it. Almost went across the midcourt line. Now Suggett drives, puts up the shot off the glass and in. E.J. Suggett with 22, and Bulldogs now lead by 12. Now quickly Suhai with the ball. They need points. There's a shot in the paint and one. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul on Suhai. Coach Fitzner puts his arms up, and he's not been very happy with that official there, Ray.
This is why I don't complain a lot to officials, because Mike had got on him down there. So what's the next call he makes? The official, sometimes it's like, you know, you holler at me, I'm just going to give it back. That's my control I have.
That's going to be the third foul on Bennett Swanson. The basket was in, but wiped that one out. And the Bulldogs now with the ball leading by 12. Nice steal there by McShane. He lays it up off the glass and in. Jonah McShane with 10. He's played a solid game for the Blue Devils, and that cuts the lead to 10.
Yes, he's a very good offensive player, and he's getting more and more confidence as the season goes along.
Now the Bulldogs with it leading by 10, 4:15 to play, and I think that's a good timeout by Coach Suggett with 4:17 to play. Suhai trails by 10.
Yes, that was an excellent, because you can see Suhai gets another play. Momentum's going to swing their favor. So good timeout by the Rudyard bench.
Don't forget, tune in tomorrow to Coach's Corner right here on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson starting at 11:05. Dave will have the scores that matter. Special guests include Mark Yule, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and longtime Detroit sports broadcaster and host of the podcast Locked on Lions. Matt Derry will join Dave all on Coach's Corner, 11:05 right here on 1230 WSOO. And Ray and I will be in Sault Ste. Marie at the Suhai Gymnasium tomorrow afternoon, 2:45 pregame show, as the Blue Devils take on Alpena. And really, Ray, win or lose, I think Suhai can take quite a few positives out of this game, considering how the game in Escanaba on Wednesday certainly didn't go their way. Seeing some improvement from this Blue Devils squad tonight.
When you have a game like Escanaba, you just have to move on. It counts as one loss. Doesn't count as anymore. It's just one loss. You learn, you move on. That's life.
Still lots of time in this one, though. 4:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs off the timeout with the ball, leading by 10. Suggett with 22 points on the night. It's going to be an offensive foul on E.J. Suggett, and that's going to be his second. So Suhai needs to get some possessions here with points.
Well, and that's what Suggett has been doing all night long, and different official, different spot, was in a good view to see the push off.
Davey with the ball for the Blue Devils, approaching the halfway mark of this fourth quarter. Blue Devils trail by 10. Now at the far corner, that's McShane, back up top to Davey. Now on the near side, Cox with it. Cox, left elbow, gets it out to Davey. Davey, back to Cox. You don't want to be too patient if you're Suhai right now, Ray.
Well, you just need to get a good shot.
Now Davey drives, and there's going to be a foul on the Bulldogs. That'll be their fifth non-shooting foul. And that's going to go against Peterson, and that should be his third.
Yep. The only problem right now is the Suhai offense is all outside. There's no inside presence, and so the Rudyard defense is just stepping out.
3:44 to play in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils inbound underneath the Bulldogs basket. Feebles, pass near side, Cox in the paint. That's going to be another foul. And I believe that should be a shooting foul, Ray.
No, he's saying
he was down. Okay. That'll be the sixth foul on the Bulldogs. That's the third on Bestman. So Bestman and Peterson both with three fouls. Davey to inbound. Davey over to Cox. Now Cox in the paint. Cox back out to Davey on the left wing. 3:30 to play now. Davey, three, no good. Goes off the top of the backboard. Nice rebound inside by Suhai's Feebles. He puts it in with two. He has four, and the Blue Devils trail by eight with 3:20 to play.
Feebles had some really good ups there.
Now Suggett with it, being pressured by Davey. Suggett drives, no good, but I think we have a foul. No, a travel.
Yeah, he traveled.
Yep. So Suhai with the turnover as Coach Suggett having some discussions with that unnamed official, as both coaches aren't going to be sending him Christmas cards, I believe, after this one.
If this was the NBA, that's a great play, but it's not the NBA. That's right. Basketball.
LeBron can do that.
Yes.
Now at the right elbow, Blue Devils with the ball. Now a three near side, Cox. Yes, sir.
Nothing but
Riley
nets.
Cox with three. He has nine. Timeout on the court. 3:02 to play in this fourth quarter. The Blue Devils making a run. They trail Rudyard by the score of 54-49. Ray.
So now, if you're the Suhai, you want to play great defense. Make sure you box out, and every time down, you want to work for the shot you want.
Suhai with 8 3-pointers on the night, Ray, and that's certainly something that's been to their benefit.
Yes, it has. And Cox immediately grabbed the ball, and you could see from our vantage point, it was going to be nothing but net.
Tune in Monday nights on ESPN 1400 to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game. Yours truly, along with David McKay Jr. from Sioux, Ontario, Butch Davis from Metro Detroit, and E.J. Russell from Escanaba, Michigan. We cover local, regional, and national sports. And special guests on The Game Monday night will be the voice of Laker hockey. Right now, broadcasting on Yes FM, Bill Crawford, as he'll talk about this weekend series against Alabama Huntsville and all things Lake State. We'll probably dive into some history with Bill, as he's been broadcasting. I joke, 72 years. I think it's his 42nd year of broadcasting Laker hockey. And along with the Queen of England and maybe a couple people, I don't think anybody's been doing it longer or better than Bill.
I can't remember Laker hockey without
no,
Bill.
No, I can't either. Now the Bulldogs with the ball. Leading by 5, 3 minutes to play. Suhai ramping up the pressure on defense. Suggett across the midcourt line for the Bulldogs. He leads all scorers with 22. Now Suggett being guarded by Davey. Rudyard in no rush, but lots of pressure Suhai defensively. Suggett still has it. 2:40 to play. Suggett drives the lane, puts it up with the left hand. Good, E.J. Suggett. That's just too good with 24, and that extends the lead once again at 2-7.
Well, that's it. Just come down, make a good shot. There is tons of time left.
2:30 to play in this one. Blue Devils with the ball. Trailing by 7. Davey on the right wing. Up top to Cox. Launches the 3. That one's short, and that's going to go off the end line. Out of bounds. No, it will. It goes to Rudyard.
Yeah.
Now Suhai with the full court press. Going to need some turnovers here, some stops. Peterson gets it to Suggett. Suggett across the midcourt line. Playing quarterback right now, as he does for the varsity football team. 2:05 to play. Suhai with 4 team fouls, so if it gets a point where they're going to have to foul, they'll have to do it in a hurry. And there's a foul on Bestman. That foul will go on Feebles, his second. And Tate Bestman at the line shooting 2.
Next time down the floor, if you're Suhai, ball's going to go to Suggett. Pick somebody off and just double team him. Someone way away from the play so you can cut off the passing lanes.
Besteman's first free throw rattles out, so he'll shoot one more. Besteman with 15 points, but none in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and since he's had to play more defense and they've made him work and not give him those easy shots, he's hasn't been able to score as well.
Now Besteman at the line, shooting his second free throw. That one rattles out, but it goes to a Rudyard player. That was Warner. So big offensive rebound for the Bulldogs. They have the ball, leading 56-49, under 2 minutes to play. Suggett being pressured by Olszewski. Now Suggett drives. That's just too good. He puts it off the glass, and then he has 26. And yeah. Suhai trails by 9, Ray.
His hands are big enough where he can protect that ball and go up.
Now Olszewski drives hard. That one partially blocked by Besteman. And Rudyard has it, leading by 9, and they're in good position now. Suggett being double-teamed, gets it up top to Besteman. Oh, he thought about the 3. think Coach Suggett would have probably blown a gasket if he would have shot that one.
Yes.
And Sioux High with five team fouls. They may get to the point where they have to get foul, but we're going to have a jump ball situation. And that's going to give the ball to the Blue Devils with a minute 21 left here in the fourth quarter.
Well, actually, if you're the Sioux, you better start fouling because you got five fouls right now. It's going to be two fouls before. So you need to score, steal, or foul right away.
Sioux High trailing by nine, minute 15 to play. They got to get a shot up here rather quickly. Now in the paint, shot blocked by Besteman, but he got contact. And that's going to send Hunter Walter to the line shooting, too. That's a break for the Blue Devils. And that's his fourth, Besteman.
Yeah. Well, now if you can either take the three or go hard right at him.
Yeah. And so at the line for the Blue Devils, Hunter Walter, he has 14 points to lead all Blue Devils scorers. Just three in the second half. So crickets in the gymnasium as that first free throw no good. If that was a sound effect or somebody doing an impersonation, they should get their own show if that was the case.
Yeah, that was really good. Now you need to make this one so you can set up your press.
No, and he misses both, but the Blue Devils get the rebound. Swanson shot, no good. Rebound Feebles. He puts up a shot, no. Sioux High getting some offensive rebounds. Minute left to play. They trail by nine. Blue Devils need points in a hurry. Now here's Feebles drives. He puts it up off the glass and in. Vinny Feebles now with six. And the Blue Devils trail by seven. They're going to have to start thinking about fouling, but the Bulldogs break it across the midcourt line. I think if you're Sioux High, you almost have to foul at this point, don't you, Ray?
Yeah, you should have fouled right away.
40 seconds left. Now driving Peterson off the glass and in. Cam Peterson with eight. That might do it here. 30 seconds left. Blue Devils with the ball trailing by nine. You got to put up shots quickly if you're the Blue Devils. Sioux High has it. Feebles over to Swanson. 20 seconds left. Sioux High's got to shoot. They're taking way too much time on this possession. Now here's Feebles driving. There's contact Suggett. And that shot no good, but that'll send Feebles to the line. But Ray, right now, very tough situation for Sioux High trailing by nine with 17 seconds. And you still have a couple fouls to give.
Yeah, the last possession after Sioux High scored, you got to get the steal or the foul right away. Too much time off the clock. And then offensively coming down, you either take the ball to the rack or you kick it out for three. You got to take a quick shot, quick best shot you can take.
Feebles at the line, shooting a one-and-one, missing it. That's pretty much all she wrote now as Suggett will be fouled over at the far sideline, and Rudyard's going to improve to 5-0 on the season and sweep the Sioux High Blue Devils in their season series. Sioux High with one more foul. Next foul, I should say, will send Rudyard to the line, but that's going to do it.
Yeah, Sue's going to back off and let Rudyard just dribble out the clock. So
the Blue Devils battled, but it was too much. E.J. Suggett tonight in Rudyard, 26 points to lead the Bulldogs as they will win this game over Sioux High by the score of 60-51. We'll take a break and be back with our postgame show. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell back in Rudyard, Michigan. Our final score in boys basketball tonight. The Rudyard Bulldogs improved to 5-0 on the season, and they sweep the season series against the Sioux High Blue Devils, winning here at home by the score of 60-51. And Ray, before we get to the leading scorers and other items, your thoughts on this game? Certainly was an exciting one. But just too much E.J. Suggett, 26 points to lead all scorers.
Bottom line is Rudyard had the best player on the floor, and he made plays when he had to, and he made really good plays. A big improvement for the Sioux High. I like their offensive flow a whole lot better. Getting the ball inside and out, a lot of good three-point shooting defense. Their defense is good when they get in the half court. Their transition defense, they still need to get better at. They still kind of struggle at that. But overall, good improvement. You got some of the other players now are stepping up and making plays, and basketball is normally like a marathon, but now you might call it a quarter mile. So they're improving every time. The idea is the peak at the end of the season, and Sioux High is on the right pace.
And this Rudyard team is going to win a lot of basketball games in both conferences they play. Very impressed by not just E.J. Suggett, but, you know, Tate Besteman with that Cameron Peterson with 8 points, freshman guard. This Rudyard team, they may not be the deepest team. They only got nine players, but They're certainly going to win a lot of games this year. They're one to watch out for, Ray.
Yeah, and they play well together. They're very unselfish. You don't see anybody bickering out there. You're right. I do like the way they play. They got some size. They got some outside shooting. They got ball handling. And they seem to have great chemistry. And that sometimes is, well, it is the X factor and sometimes the hardest thing to develop.
And for Suhai, you know, you lost this game, but lots of good things, especially watching that Wednesday game, Ray. And I like what you said about that. You just got to just throw that one in the trash heap. Watch the film on this one. Yes, you lost the game, but there are a lot of good things out there. I think a lot of energy, especially in that third quarter off the bench. And I was really impressed by the play of Callan Campbell. I mean, you know, he didn't get a lot of minutes, but when he was out there, he caused Bestman a lot of problems. And maybe they might be thinking about keeping him on the varsity maybe a little bit longer after that game.
Yeah, and you know, I've talked to players that it's not how much you play, it's what you do when you get in there. Like the movie Hoosiers, when that last kid gets off the bench, he goes in, makes a couple of plays, he wins the game. Nobody remembers that he only played 2 minutes, but they remember those plays, and that's what you're going to remember. Take advantage of the opportunities you get, and you'll get more the next time.
EJ Suggett leading all scorers tonight with 26 points for the Bulldogs. Tate Bestman with 15, Cam Peterson with 8, Nathan Walling with 7, and 2 points each for Hayden Mills and Austin Warner. For the Blue Devils, they were led by Hunter Walter. He had 14 points on the night. Jonah McShane off the bench with 10. 9 points from Bennett Swanson and Riley Cox. 6 points from Vinny Feebles. 2 points from Jacob Davey and 1 point from Callan Campbell. With the win, the Bulldogs improved to 5-0 in the season. 3-0 in Straits Area Conference play, and with the loss, the Blue Devils fall to 1-4, and they will be in action tomorrow. Yes, Saturday afternoon, as they will take on the Alpena Wildcats, and we'll have the broadcast of that one right here on 1230 WSOO starting at 2:45. We're joined here by head coach Mike Fitzner. And coach, Blue Devils fall to the Bulldogs by the score of 60-51. Your thoughts on the game? I thought your team showed certainly a lot of spirit, and I thought they played a pretty darn good game.
You know, I loved the way we competed. I thought we were battling until the end, and I loved that piece of it from us. You know, neither team was really good defensively in the first half, or there was two pretty good offensive teams. I think it was probably the first one. I don't think anybody was really guarding anybody in the first half, but you know, credit to them, credit to us. We were knocking down some shots. So I was happy when we kind of got it to 6 at halftime. I was happy where we were at. I thought we could come out and, you know, make it a game. And we did. I mean, and even, you know, right up until the last minute and a half there, it could have gone either way. So I was happy with that. I was happy with our effort. And, you know, I thought we executed some of our offensive stuff better tonight. When we played with energy defensively, we were really good, you know, in the full court. But, trying to maintain that is hard.
And I thought a couple players off the bench especially had some energy. Vinny Feebles and the addition of Callan Campbell on the squad, you know, pulling him up from the JV squad with one of your other players out. I thought Campbell, he didn't play a lot of minutes, but he certainly stood up to Bestman. I thought he played pretty darn good out there in his first varsity game.
Yeah, I mean, Callan's a competitor. You know, he's not going to back down from anybody. You know, I'm sure the game was a little faster than he was used to, and he got sped up a couple times, but, you know, he's a big, strong kid, and, you know, he's a competitor too. So he'll learn from this. Vinny brought a lot of energy, and that's what Vinny does. You know, he does a lot of positive energy things out there. You know, I thought we had a number of guys knock down shots. I thought Jonah McShane was really brought a ton
points.
Of energy. I mean, he did a really good job tonight. So contributions from a lot of guys, and, you know, they're frustrated. I am too. I mean, you always want to win, but, you know, trying to get them to understand, you know, we took some steps forward tonight, even with the loss. You know, we took some steps forward, and, you know, we got to lace it up tomorrow afternoon again. So I told them to get off their feet, get some hydration, and be ready to go tomorrow.
Quick turnaround, coach. We'll be at home tomorrow against Alpena, and we will talk to you after that game. Thanks for coming up and joining us on the broadcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. That was Suhai head coach Mike Fitzner joining us here on the broadcast, and Ray Bell back with us. Ray, final thoughts again. The Blue Devils don't get the victory, but certainly lots of things they can move forward and take on Alpena tomorrow. Quick turnaround, but I think, you know, with the positive things that happened, maybe it's a good thing they have a quick turnaround, because they, you know, they didn't play bad by any stretch tonight. Rudyard just played a little bit better.
Yep. The whole idea is to build and focus on the positive. What did you do good? That's what you're going to talk about. You got more guys coming off the bench playing with a much more confidence. The more confidence you play with, the more energy you play with. And their offensive flow, like Coach Fitzner said, they're looking much better on offense more consistently than they have. And the defensive side, they have really good spurts where they play with lots of energy, force turnovers. And Coach Fitzner's teams usually play great defense, very efficient at the offensive end. And you can see that starting to come from game one to where we are right now.
Well, Ray, the band is back together again tomorrow. You and I will broadcast the game against Alpena at the Suhai Gymnasium. We'll be on the air around 2:45. It's been a few years, but hey, it's like old times broadcasting with you. I appreciate you making the trek to Rudyard, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at the Suhai Gymnasium as the Blue Devils take on Alpena.
Yeah, it's good to be back, and we get our own little bubble when we broadcast.
I like it. Yes. No caramel corn here. I was so disappointed by that.
Yeah, George Dugan, you should have brought some caramel corn for Scott
yes,
and I.
Yes, yes. Well, I may be back again, so we'll certainly get in touch. Ray, thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right, want to thank our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studio, Nick Barra. His first game, flawless, my friend. You did a great job back in the studio keeping us on the air and getting everything right. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Coach's Corner with Dave Watson, 11:05 right here on 1230 WSOO. Dave will have the scores that matter and also be talking to Michigan High School Athletic Association Executive Director Mark Yule, along with a very famous broadcaster from Detroit who has a Lions podcast as well. And you can hear Coach's Corner live on 1230 WSOO starting at 11:05, or you can go online and hear the podcast along with this broadcast tonight, which you can find at thegamesportshow.podbean.com. That's going to do it here from the Harris Call Gymnasium in Rudyard. Once again, our final score in boys basketball. Rudyard improves to 5-0 on the season as they knock off the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 60-51. You have been listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on your official home for Suhai Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO.